hang out and drink beers. Yeah. And Bill was like, dude, if we do this right, you will get to hang out all the time.
Exactly.
And that's all I wanted to do.
Yeah.
The last time we hung out, it was we had the night of our lives.
That's what I'm saying.
We were at Helium. We were fucking joking, dude. We were laughing.
Let's go.
It was fun.
I felt bad the next day. You know what I mean? That's what you're looking for. I want to feel bad tomorrow. I'm trying to feel like shit tomorrow after hanging out.
I'm
with you
going
boys.
All January, no drinking though.
Why?
I need a nice little fucking reset to start the year, and then, you know.
You're the easiest dude to fucking get in their head. You literally changed your life. We were making fun of you for drinking too much. We were like, party boy. You're like, I just need a reset. Dude,
bro,
you don't drink at all.
When?
You drink like two fucking mixed drinks.
There's so many jumps you're trying. You're trying to get me to drink just so you can say you got me a drink. Then when I say no, you said, oh, we got
it. No, it's not like
you just
that.
Did. This is something I came up with on my own. I was like, I'm just going to chill for January.
Remember when you cut your hair? Pussy.
I cut my hair because you said, you're a fucking idiot. I just made you grow your hair out for a month. I'm never going to pay. Or for a year, I'm never going to pay you.
I was going to give you that money, dude.
No, you weren't.
Absolutely.
You're tight, dude.
What?
People don't know that about you. You sent me in straight Venmo request after
tight.
Nashville.
It's time to start getting tight, dude. I got a phone call. Taxation's coming, dude.
Oh, you're about to get audited? You're about to get ran down on?
Dude.
That's bullshit.
On the way to Nashville, the tax lady called and was like, here's how much you owe. And I was like, ooh.
She told you already?
Venmo time.
She told you in fucking January?
End of the year.
She was just like, yeah, this is what we're expecting.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Is it a scary amount of money?
Yeah. It's
any amount is fucking scary.
I didn't even
dude.
Know I made that much money.
Yeah, I watched
what
a video.
I
watched a video of Kevin
Hart. I didn't
think
I had that.
Dude, Kevin Hart bought a bunch of people houses and then owed 500 G's. And he was like, yo, what?
It's crazy.
Like, you have no idea.
You can't be doing nice things for people like that.
Exactly.
That shit is not worth
fucked
it.
Fucked up.
That's
no more
bullshit.
Handouts, Bill. Other than this, I'll give you exposure. That's all I can offer you.
That's fine. I just want friendship, honestly, at the end of the day.
I would love. Just help me, dude. Spud dog.
Yo.
Guys, I'm trying. This is I'm playing point guard.
I love it, dude. You are running the show, dude. You're directing traffic.
I'm on a bill. Watch that. Spud, come on, hit me.
What do you guys want to know about? What do you guys want to talk about? What are we doing?
All right, I'll give
girls,
you guys.
What do you know?
I'll give you a nice story. This has been bothering me for now going on 24 hours almost. Last night at the cellar, sitting at the table, big time. And
Cezanne?
Starts nice, Picasso. Friendly enough conversation. Me and a comic I'm friends with.
Yeah. You've been accosted again?
He recommends books. I listen to them. Car we talk rush. About them. It's a very nice time. And then somehow we got to Osama bin Laden. That's and I was sick. Like, isn't it kind of weird that we never saw a picture of him?
Wow.
That's it. That's how it started.
Well, Billy told me all the FAA downed all the planes today.
Yeah.
From a power outage.
Every plane's grounded right now.
And I'm thinking this is the first time
every
since 9/11.
Just got grounded.
What dots did you guys both connect right there?
Since 9/11, today might be the first day that all the planes were grounded. And are we under attack? I don't know.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I'm going to fly tomorrow.
I don't know.
Unless
Bill
I got a fraud Twitter.
Bill also showed me a picture of Joe Biden. That's definitely fake.
Yeah, that was Photoshop.
I think that would be a pretty big deal if every flight was canceled right now.
It's been lifted.
But
there
it was down.
It was.
Apparently for nationwide system failure.
What the fuck?
It might be the first time since 9/11.
I'm like Sean King when it comes to breaking stories.
Sean King.
That kid sucks.
Sean King. Dude, I used to go on his Twitter account and just fucking eat it up, dude. Yeah. Sean King.
He's
just
brutal.
Him talking shit.
Well, hold on. What happened with the flights? Why did this happen?
I don't know. I just read a tweet and
just
kept
about
pushing.
Talking shit, battle rap, and you have like the biggest dick, dude. Like you walk around anywhere, everyone will fear you.
Bro, this is the most ADD'd out conversation that I've ever heard.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is bad.
No, it's good. It's good. I like it.
This is Patreon. We'll get it cooking and
this
then in
is
the
just
second
a conversation.
Episode. Yeah.
No, it's a conversation. So I'm trying to figure out why the shit got canceled, and
I
wanted to figure out what you guys were talking about.
Story, but
Osama bin Laden.
I simply just heard that.
Well, this is what I'm running into because I get my news from like you guys.
Yeah.
And fucking
that's
Jinx.
Bad. You gotta stop.
I listen
that.
To
we've been pretty
Jinx.
Right. Pretty right.
I'm fucked. And then I get in a conversation with a dude who watches the news, and I get fucking eaten up.
Yeah, destroyed.
I got butt-fucked last night.
They're making shit up.
And they were making stuff up, and I kept saying, like, that's good. You're making stuff
it
up.
It's just made up.
And they're like, what are you, a fucking Q guy? I was like, no.
That's
all
their
I said,
attack. You know, that's like, you know, they've been doing that.
That's all I said. All that I
sorry,
said.
Sorry, I wanted the fucking country.
Was, right? Isn't it weird? Don't you find it weird that Hunter Biden was on a board at Burisma?
Yeah.
Isn't that strange?
Rosemont's not a good
was like, Trump's worse. And I was like,
how?
Is that what I'm saying?
I mean, dude, you're in a classic argument.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah, this is all done.
Dude, I got hit with not This
is why
a dude hit me with, "Have you seen Hunter Biden's laptop?"
Yeah,
that's cocksucker shit, dude.
Yeah, that's cocksucker.
Well, then we can't talk. What are you talking about?
I saw him smoking crack and getting a foot job.
No, this guy literally meant, "Have you seen physically? Have you been in the room with the laptop? Have you seen it?"
You should have said, "Yeah, I saw it last week." Fuck yourself.
Yeah, yeah. Did you see me seeing it? Like, what the fuck? Why did you get so new?
How did this happen from not friendly conversation?
Oh, because that was. Do you think he was like? What do you think? Like it was an inside job, and I was like, no. But how come there's no picture? That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, true.
We got like, the. I was like, I'm not accusing anything.
I was just trying to have a conversation. Gaddafi Why do you think there wasn't one?
Sodomy done to him.
Saddam was on camera, fucking. Didn't he say shut up to somebody?
Yeah, he was a real hard ass.
That's pretty fucking sick, dude.
It's fucking legendary. So what could have happened with Osama? Like, you said, I was
looking into it. I think one of the stories is a bunch of the SEALs that killed him shot him a ton of times. Like fucking Inglorious Bastards, Hitlered him.
Like COD. Just game winning.
Just ripped
like
his
everyone
face.
Got a couple in. Yeah, and they were like, we can't put this picture out.
They defiled him.
I feel like that would be like better.
No, I feel like that's the most reasonable explanation.
Like every dude went and got one.
Yeah, so you don't know who did it. You don't know whose bullet it was that killed him. Plausible deniability, or everybody gets to share the... What's the dude's name? Rob O'Neill or some shit like that? The guy who gets credited
by the
with...
Way.
I don't know about that, yeah.
I've got some inside sources saying that guy's telling tall tales.
Yeah. Really?
But obviously. I don't know.
I heard the same thing about the Devil of Ramadi. The dude...
the sniper or whatever?
Yeah, I heard that he's telling tall tales. I heard that he was inflating numbers. Heard that from other Marines. I don't know, but I like to.
I think all those guys get a little wacky. Yeah, wasn't fucking
during wars
Kyle saying
numbers?
Wasn't American Sniper saying he was shooting people in New Orleans or something?
Yeah,
he
I think so.
Punched Jesse Ventura in the face. Like,
yeah, he was saying the craziest shit.
They're gonna tell some tales.
They're wound.
That's who you want out there.
Yeah,
guys making shit up. In
you
their
see,
head.
Prince Harry said he had 25. He had 25 kills.
Damn.
But it was from a helicopter though. Like he
KD's
was
25-0.
Yeah,
that is how the Brits do it, dude. The Brits are in those choppers.
But how could you count from the helicopter? How could you be like, I definitely had 25 kills from a helicopter? Like, how do you even know?
He probably wasn't even over a war zone. It's probably just slaves on the ground. Like, you got him, Harry. Go back. Yeah. Way to go.
Good job, Harry.
Wonderful shot, Harry. You just blew up a school.
Him and a bunch of beagles. He's on a horse. Chasing hunting people dogs. Out of the woods.
Yeah, I mean, war for those guys is Bannerlord.
Yeah, it's pretty
like,
sick.
That is their deal.
It's badass.
I always get freaked out when the wars kick in because it's like there are dudes that are war. Like there have been dudes in history that like win wars. And like those guys are genetically.
Were we talking about this or were you talking
I've
about
I've talked to this about this. I've tried to talk about this to everyone. But
I think you and me got it because I got pumped on Grant.
Iceberg about this shit.
Just Grant getting activated?
Like, there's a dude out there right now that's like Grant. And, like, if America had to fight a war on this soil, which, God forbid, it ever happens, there's dudes that will get activated that, like, and they have another mindset. So they're built for war.
Because Grant was, like, drunk. Yeah. He was just drunk. He was like, just drunk on
he
the sidelines.
Before the Civil War, he was working at, like, his father's fucking general store.
He was a cashier
when the Civil War started.
like, 6 pence, please.
He just got fired up, dude.
They activated like, Stonewall, and he was ready to go. He was ready to burn Philadelphia down in, like, 2 days. He was like, fuck it, let's go to Philly. Let's burn it the fuck down.
He was, like, a quirky teacher that they all were like, dude, this guy's a dork. They all, like, joked about how weird he was. Civil War started.
Oh, yeah. Like, what did he would like memorize his lessons and say them word for word. Yeah. Someone like asked a question one time and he just ran back the lesson word for word the next day.
He clearly had Asperger's, but I'm saying, like,
how about when that one, like an officer told him, like, stay here or whatever. He was like, attention. He stayed at attention
for a day.
The guy, the other professor, walked back and saw him standing there and was like, dude. What the fuck are you doing? He's like waiting for my next order.
Paid by the rules.
Yeah.
Activated. So do you think dudes can still get activated like that?
Yeah. I'm saying that this is a thing, if those guys exist,
they still do.
That's what I'm saying. Like this is a thing humans have that only war brings out. You know what I mean? So it's like we don't know.
Which dudes are gonna be among us
are just random dudes right now.
And you think that they're soldiers already?
Guard dog. Everybody thinks it's them. Trust me. It's not me.
I know it's not me.
The West Point. I found out right away. It wasn't me.
Yeah.
These soft ass hands.
Dudes that are built for the mud and the blood.
Not anymore, dude. It is what it is.
But you think that they're just working like a union job right now, or do you think most of them are enlisted? Like
Stonewall was a teacher.
Who you knows? Never know, dude. That's what I'm saying. Like when real shit hits the fan.
Not these backer ones, yeah, bro. Come on.
Libs of TikTok, like the teachers are just
those freaks can do it.
Blue haired teachers activated.
Communist revolutionaries out there.